This is JIS News. Coming up, police officers to receive domestic violence training. Tourism minister in the United States for meetings with international stakeholders. And Food for the Poor Jamaica to stage its second annual 5K walk run. The details after the break.
ACDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5 to 29, visit theater 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. Over 300 police personnel and frontline responders are to benefit from training to effectively recognize and respond to victims of rape, sexual harassment, and domestic violence. The sensitivity training falls under the Domestic, Sexual, and Gender-Based Violence Project, jointly funded by the British High Commission and the United States Embassy in Kingston. Valued at over £21,000, the project is being implemented by the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the non-governmental organization Woman Incorporated. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the initiative is timely, as approximately 30% of homicides in the island stem from domestic violence. He notes that while women are the primary victims, a growing number of men also experience domestic violence.
It is our expectation that this project will further equip and empower our police personnel to be more effective in dealing with this type of crime and to apprehend and secure the conviction of those who are guilty of these offences.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is scheduled to meet with several stakeholders in the United States as part of plans to further diversify the sector. Minister Bartlett will meet with strategic tourism partners, including representatives of the Jamaica Tourist Board's advertising agency in New York and New Jersey. He says the meeting with overseas stakeholders will focus on driving new markets and forging new partnerships. Minister Bartlett says both international and local stakeholders are important to the growth of the sector.
They're excited by the prospects of growing the tourism industry to double-digit levels. They're excited about having greater local entrepreneurship infused on the supply side in particular. And we spend a lot of time on the supply side. We are building products and ensuring that there is product integrity and destination management issues, which are important.
The tourism minister returns to the island on Friday, April 8. The Legal Aid Council is urging law enforcement personnel and Justices of the Peace JPs in Western Jamaica to attend a training workshop on legal issues and responsibilities on Friday, April 8. The workshop will be held at the Royal Decameron Montego Beach Hotel at 2 Gloucester Avenue, Montego Bay, St. James, from 10 a.m. to noon. It's targeting persons from St. James, Trelawney, and Westmoreland. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, says the seminar is part of a series targeting JPs and law enforcement personnel as part of the justice reform agenda. The seminar is being staged in collaboration with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP3.
The aim of the workshop is to ensure that justices of the peace who visit police station lockups know their roles and responsibilities. They will also know the rights that detainees and remandees have while these citizens are in police custody. And the police officer must also know the legal obligations that the justices of the peace have.
The session will provide information on separation of gender, caution statement, child diversions, among other issues. And Food for the Poor FFP Jamaica will stage its second annual 5K run walk on Saturday, May 7, starting at 6:30 a.m. Proceeds from the event will go towards the construction of houses for needy persons.
Our vision at Food for the Poor is to help the materially poor and to renew the poor in spirit. So I plan to get much more aggressive against poverty this year.
Mr. Mahfood is urging Jamaicans to support the event. Persons interested in registering for FFP Jamaica's 5K run walk may visit runningeventsja.com/foodforthepoor. The event will be staged under the theme Changing Lives, Restoring Families. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.